This last half hour of our show brought to you by POEM, the Professional Organization of English Majors. So, you take a Shakespeare course in college and you fall in love with the poetry, the passion, the drama.
Once more unto the breach, dear friends, once more. Stiffen the sinews, conjure up the blood, set the teeth and stretch the nostril wide. On, you noblest English, and teach them how to war. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge, cry, God for Harry, England, and St. George!
And you really feel the language, and it inspires you to dream of a life in the theater, to be able to do Tennessee Williams.
Stella! Come on, Stella!
I'm not going back, Stanley! Never going back! Never!
Hey, Stella! Hey, Stella!
You dream of being part of the theater of the great American playwrights, Arthur Miller.
Oh, they all know me up in New England, boys. Willie Loman is very big up there. They see me coming. It's all smiles. You come with me someday. You'll see.
You'd love to do these great plays. Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot.
So you're getting any bites?
I don't think so. You?
Nothing yet.
Same here.
Should we stay here?
Could do that.
What do you want to do?
It's up to you.
You want to find another spot?
Maybe we just need a change of bait.
To minnows?
Don't have any minnows.
Neither do I.
So, you start trying out for parts in the theater, but you never get one. You try out for musicals.
76 strong!
Sorry. You try out for David Mamet.
What are you going to do? What are you going around in circles for, huh? Wait, don't interrupt. I'm talking. I want you to mow the grass back and forth. Back and forth, straight lines, no circles, straight, no checkerboard, back and forth, straight. You get me? You know what I mean by straight, do you?
Thank you. Next. Oh,
you try out for The Wizard of Oz.
I'm Meldy.
Next.
All you can land is this cable access children's show that airs on Tuesday morning.
Okay, kids, Little Rascal's coming right up, but first, a birthday tune. Come on, kids. Who's got a birthday? Hey, hey, hey. Stand up straight and shout hooray. Take the biggest breath that you can take and help me blow out the candles on the cake.
Oh. And on weekends, you dress up in a chicken suit at Kentucky Fried. It's an acting job, so you couldn't turn it down. The mask is hot, and the eye holes hurt your eyes. And you're making $3.50 an hour, and you feel like maybe this is the end.
I'll be 40 this summer. 40 years old, and I'm a clown, and I'm poultry.
Wait a minute. Remember what your old English professor, Miss Bentwood, said?
Suffering is the heart of genius, the engine behind every great work of art. When the going gets tough, the English major starts writing.
Yes, yes, of course.
So you sit down in your basement apartment with a leaking water pipe and you write.
See here, I have never felt so alone as when I was inside that chicken and I started to become very aware of my breast, thighs, my liver, my drumsticks, and I began to see that life was devouring me. But I could become a new me because inside me was an egg, and that egg would hatch, and I would become whole again. Yes!
And your memoir, The Egg Within, is an enormous success.
Yes, my next guest is the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Egg Within, Mr. Tom Roswell.
And over, you tell your story.
Well, performance was a disguise for me. I wanted to be an actor so that I could escape who I was. But when I became a chicken, that was when I began to discover myself.
And so you, once a failure, now you're able to buy that sheep farm in Vermont you've always wanted. The thoroughbred horses, the Maserati. And this is why we major in English, people. There's always hope. for an English major because failure is only material, you see? We write our way out of failure and suffering. Remember that. When they ask, why are you majoring in English, tell them.
Because I want to experience abject misery and suffering so I'll have things to write about.
A message from the Professional Organization of English Majors.